The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, despite the food industry being so big and competitive, it seems though many operations, whether front or back of house, are still painfully manual. Maybe it's because the industry is so big and fragmented that tech is having a hard time infiltrating all aspects, and yet infiltrate it must. Digital stalwart Keith Tan of Crown Group has been an advocate of tech from the get-go, and his smart cafe Crown Coffee even has a digitalized barista. Her name is Ella. Keith, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Howie.
Also, you'll be exhibiting, I understand, at the Specialty and Fine Food Asia exhibition. We'll get into that a bit later on. I just wanted to know the genesis for Crown Coffee, the genesis for Ella.
So Crown Coffee started 3 years ago. 22nd of April will be our third year, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So we started in a small little shop in City Hub 2 in Lavender Street. Back then, it was a traditional coffee shop. And of course, we faced a lot of manpower challenge. And then a year ago, I started Crown Digital to digitalize our business.
Yeah.
And that's with Ella. That's how Ella came about.
Explain to us how Ella works. What does she do exactly?
So Ella is a six-axis robot. Okay, six-axis is like six, you know, freedom of movement. It's a collaborative robot, and it does the pick-and-place motions of what a barista does.
Okay.
So,
does she make the coffee?
She makes the coffee. Okay,
how good's the coffee?
We use a very high-end coffee machine from Switzerland, and that was the initial start. We used coffee beans from Rome, and the coffee was automated with the Eversys coffee machine. Then I went like, okay, can I then replace myself? Because you've got somebody standing there taking the orders, keying into the POS machine, collecting money. Right. So can I then eliminate that person? So Ella does that. So we built our own POS system and interface that with the robot and the coffee machine. So everything is talking to each other, and you can run 24/7 without a human.
But you mentioned that she does make the coffee, because some connoisseurs may be a little skeptical, because how much do I want my food to be prepared by a non-human entity? My coffee might not taste as good.
I think you need to come down to our shop and try it out for yourself. Because when we first started, you know, I wanted a consistent coffee, a coffee that would taste the same, you know, because it's something you drink every day and you want that consistency, you know. So the customer's going to tell you if you're not consistent, because they drink that every day.
Specific amount of water,
exactly.
How long you brew it for, et cetera.
So when I started the business, I told myself, you know what, we're going to not use baristas, right? So I went around looking out for the best coffee machines out there, the super automatics. They are either German or the Swiss. So I found this company, and they're the best in the business. So I went to Amsterdam and got the machines. You know, I met them in a trade fair, and that's where we found the coffee Buscaglione in Amsterdam.
Did you have to put out a huge chunk of change?
Absolutely. Mm. It was really expensive. It's
ROI at this point?
Well, you know, we are, especially with Ella, you need to scale. You need to have that ability to scale quickly. And with Ella, we can scale globally, you know, because we can really, you know, copy and paste. And we have eliminated the need for manpower, so you can run.
So hopefully savings in that area.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that is my biggest pain point.
Let's compare, say, Ella and a human barista. How many more cups of coffee can she make versus human barista?
So that depends on how many machines you're running. But Ella being, you know, she's, okay, in a different life, Ella would be working in a wafer fab, you know.
Okay.
Probably, you know, producing your iPhone. But we repurpose that, Ella, we reprogram it for coffee. So she can work nonstop, right? And her service life is 33,000 man hours. If you divide that by 24 hours a day, that's 3.5 years of work.
And nonstop.
Nonstop. No, mm-hmm. No complaints, right? No sick leave. Yeah?
No. Okay.
Yeah. So she's going to go on and on and on and on. So you can then load her up with many coffee machines, and she's going to be just very consistently, you know, producing the coffee. Yeah.
Okay, all that sounds well and good. Mm-hmm. The savings that you can make over time, it's going to be automated and quick, etc. But what were some of the challenges you faced, say, convincing other people that, you know, this is a good idea, this is an investment we should make?
the first thing they asked me is, Keith, you know, as being a coffee shop, you expect to be talking to a barista, right? You know, how do you, now you're going to automate that. How is it going to work? Well, we understand because we have our cafes. We run coffee shops and we understand the human experience, right? The customer experience. So we take that very seriously. So going into automation is something that absolutely makes sense. Having the domain knowledge in customer experience, we work doubly hard to bring back the experience digitally. So we see ourselves as the experience integrator. So it's not just integrating the hardware and the software, but even the different senses. So we can cover visual, you know, with really nice digital content and sound, and you get to taste it. Mm. So the entire experience is immersive. So let's put it this way. We want to create, replicate the experience in our cafe, right, on with Ella digitally. And that's the journey we're going through right now.
Will Ella have some siblings soon? Or is she
Absolutely.
Just an only child
Ella,
at this point?
Ella has got, you know, she's like, we've got thousands of Ella's brothers and sisters ready to take on the job.
And what's holding you back from getting them on board?
So, well, right now, so since last year, I mean, you know, just 3 years ago, we were a coffee shop. Today, we are a full tech company. And the whole of last year was building up the team, hiring the right talents, AI engineers. We're doing our computer vision. We have a solutions architect that I have to, you know, employ. I've got to go to Hong Kong and sell him the story, and then he came by. So the whole team from there, they came over. It was building the team, and we are almost there. We're going to be launching real soon.
See, one of the things is, that one wouldn't think would be automated would be the making of coffee. Why do you think, though, where some industries could very much benefit, particularly in the food space, from digitalization, they don't?
I think it's really down to legacy. You know, you have legacy issues in the industry. I've met, companies that have got 50 outlets, right? And they have old ways of doing things.
One would think the labor crunch might push them toward maybe relooking
at
how they
things. I've had this discussion, right? That investment you put in, you know, we've put in a lot of money to do this, to get to where we are. But this sort of money, you need to scale globally. So if you don't have that global mindset, then you can't really justify that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But even then, to elevate the whole manpower challenge, how do you even start? Who is going to do that work for you within your organization? Do you have a CTO who really understands and at the same time aggregate that whatever's out there, you know, to turn it to something that could work in your company? You're relying on third party, you know, who have no domain knowledge. Yes, they're great. You know, they understand. They try to do a case study. But, you know, really, it's legacy. And that is also, it goes down to the mindset within the organization. Are you willing to go through the pain? Because it's going to be painful, you know, when you start, because you're combining future technologies with your current processes, right? And there's going to be friction. Are you willing to go through that? And what are your expectations? Do you expect to go digital and then you expect everything to be solved? No. You're going to face a lot of challenges. And you got to have
the testing of it to see if it works
for
you.
You got to have that, you know, that vision, right, for what's going to come. And transform and change the mindset within organization, top down and bottom up. And everyone has to be aligned. And I think that's a bit difficult.
Yeah, fish stinks from the head, right, they say. Mm. Okay, you're heading to Specialty and Fine Food Asia exhibition that we mentioned earlier. And what might we expect from Crown Group?
So last
Ella
year...
Ella on full display.
Yeah, so last year we did, and, you know, back then was just a proof of concept. So they met me.
Did people scoff at you?
So, you know, we've got people who love it. And then you've got people who are skeptical, you know. So, you get all sorts, right? But last year, we were there with our demo. Back then, I didn't have a full tech team. Thank goodness, I've got a lot of tech companies around Crown Coffee. And that's how they helped me, you know, with my initial demo. They got me off the ground, Intel. And this year we have our own product. So you're going to see facial recognition. You're going to see pretty cool
stuff. So invasive, Keith. Facial recognition.
No, that's not meant to. It's meant to really just recognize you, just like a shop word. Right, so I remember I was saying,
so right from the get-go, know my order without even speaking to me or me needing to press something.
Absolutely. So okay. We recognize you. We have your past transactions in the cloud. So we pull it down and we know what you want. So you can come, I want my usual. So we know what's your usual.
No concerns about, say, perhaps, humans are fickle, right? I've decided today I would like something else. Not
absolutely.
A latte, but a macchiato, for example.
Yeah, but with data, you know that if you're a fickle-minded person or you're someone who wants your black coffee.
Yeah.
But from my experience, if you like latte, you are always a latte person. So, but of course, we have other ways to make it interesting. So if we know it's a hot day, right? So we could
maybe an iced latte.
Absolutely, yeah. So we will have a recommendation engine, and that's AI. So we can do that sort of recommendations.
So all of that will be on full display at the exhibition.
That's going to happen. Yes, that's right. And we have a very cool transparent OLED. So that's with our partnership with LG, and that's going to be very
transparent.
Very nice.
As in
OLED screen, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And we turn that into interactive touchscreen, and that's going to be. You got to see. Come by SFFA here.
Just teasing us and refusing to tell us.
Keith and you get to taste it as well. So.
Keith Tan is CEO of Crown Group. You can check them out if you'd like. Ella may be on display over at Crown Coffee. It's crowncoffee.co is their website for more information. Keith Tan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Hoey.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.